Wisdom tries to instruct people, but many of us don't listen. Wisdom tries to entice people towards her and not to go to the other kind of people, whether they are female or male, because a lot of people ignore what she has to say. And that's true. That's true. So I don't know if I have spoken long enough, probably. This is when Alan started last week, and he had half an hour to go. But I'm running through things quickly. Yeah, probably because I was hearing about the what Danny was doing up there for the notices. So I've got more to say, but you know, when you go through life, you will find good things and bad things. You know that. You experience it moment by moment, day by day, year by year. What do you do? What does wisdom say to you when things go bad? Wisdom says to me, turn to God. Turn to God, because from God you will get exactly what you need. You may find it difficult. I'll tell you something that happened to me when I was very young. When I was just in primary school, I found that people were competitive. All the children in the class were saying, can you do this? I'm better at you than you. And usually they would say something about their father. My father's a pilot, or my father's a soldier, or whatever. And others would say, your father, he hasn't got the brains of a hen. And the other person said, yes, he has. That's the kind of thing that happened. So I was egged on into a fight. I've never fought since then. I was about 5, maybe going on for 6. And there was a boy there that most of the people in the class didn't quite like. It wasn't his fault. But I was egged on, you can fight him. I can't even remember his name. So I thought, well, maybe I can. So I started. And in the middle of the fight, a thought came into my head. And it was, why are you fighting? Is it for yourself? Do you want to fight him? Or is it for all these people round about you who are saying, go on, Ian, hit him again? And I realized the reason I was fighting was because I was being egged on, go on, do it, hit him again. And I thought, nah, I'm not fighting for me. I'm fighting for them. So I turned and walked away from the fight. Now, it was only years later when I began to know who God was that I realized that God spoke to me. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Jesus put the Holy Spirit into, well, I don't know if he put it into me at that point, or should I say her, not it. But the point is, God does speak to you when you're in trouble, when you get angry. I got very angry at one time for one of my friends, just the way he was treating me. So I got very angry, extremely angry. And I was hitting the ground with my fist saying, wish I could get that guy. But I couldn't, he wasn't there. And again, I got the idea, you're not very happy. Of course, I'm not very happy. And I started having a conversation with the thoughts in my head. Now I realize this was God. He said to me, when were you happy? And I thought, when was I happy? And I realized, not just when I was happy, but what made me happy. And it was all to do with my family and the friends I had in church. And I was about to give up church when suddenly I realized I should go back there. And it's not just for friendship, because God is here. I don't know if you know it, but when I come in here, the atmosphere is so different. The atmosphere carries the Spirit of God. And if you're open to God, you can experience Him. And that's true. Wherever God's people are, there is God. Jesus said it. He said, just two or three of you gathered together, I'm there. You may not feel it. You may, but you may not. Out there, sometimes when you're in amongst the crowd, you don't feel it because there are so many different spirits in the crowd. But God never, ever leaves you. Stay with Him. Open up to Him. Speak to Him. Pray to Him. And even if you are not praying, if you are not worshiping, if you're not talking to Him, it doesn't matter, because when things are quiet, there He is. He is with you. Remember that, because there's nothing else better to think about than God. Let's finish with a prayer, and I want to use the Lord's Prayer. And can we use a modern version? So let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.